Possibly the biggest deal for West Virginia is that the new bill proposes changing the way that Medicaid is funded. Medicaid is the joint state-federal insurance program that covers more than a third of West Virginians. Right now, the federal government matches state spending for Medicaid dollar for dollar. But under the proposed bill, that funding would change to a per capita cap.
This would drastically change it because it would put strict limits, a strict ceiling, if you will, on how much the federal government is willing to spend.
That's Simon Hayter, an assistant professor of political science at West Virginia University.
This would transfer the Medicaid program from somewhat of an open-ended commitment to improving health care for America's most poor individuals to putting a specific dollar amount on this.
Per capita caps are supported by Republican leaders like West Virginia Representative Evan Jenkins because they save the federal government money and are intended to give states more flexibility in how they spend federal dollars.
Under the per capita, it would be more reflective of the needs of West Virginia and the populations that Medicaid is designed to do.
That was Jenkins last week talking about his support for per capita caps. He had not seen the House proposal at the time of the interview, but did say that he believed the ACA was in a death spiral and supported plans to repeal and replace it.
It's very important to go back and look at traditional Medicaid. It was a safety net program for targeted populations. Well, what's happened is that under the ACA, Medicaid was used as a vehicle to allow able-bodied people based on income level up to 138% of FPL to go in.
FPL is federal poverty line.
So that was one of the Obamacare approaches to expanded insurance is just put more people in Medicaid. Well, what has happened is, as a result, the Medicaid budget and number of lives covered today nationally is three times what it was when Bill Clinton was president. The trajectory right now is through the roof and is simply unsustainable.
But critics of per capita caps say they don't adjust for increased health care costs.
The problem is, when they set that amount, they usually tie it to just CPI, the current inflation.
That's Ted Bettner, executive director of the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy.
And we all know that medical inflation grows 5, 6, 7% a year, much higher than GDP, much higher than other inflation. So that amount of money is really going to decline over time, and that means less benefits.
Hayter says since West Virginians are sicker, older, and more disabled than the national average, our Medicaid costs have similarly been rising at a greater rate.
And so once you put a ceiling on expenditures, it's either going to be more state spending or cuts to eligible enrollees or eligible benefits.
More state spending would likely be difficult for West Virginia, considering the current budget crisis. The Department of Health and Human Resources did not respond to a request for an interview, but said in an emailed statement that, quote, the DHHR will be exploring the impact of any changes. It will take some time. West Virginia is one of 19 states that expanded Medicaid. For now, the expansion population is protected. In 2020, enrollment for expansion would freeze, and states will no longer be able to enroll new participants in the program. By late 2016, more than 170,000 West Virginians gained coverage through the expansion. Legislators say they expect that enrollment in the expansion will slowly decline as enrollees' incomes improve. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.